back to the Goons Podcast. It's Black History Month and Grizzy's here. Welcome,
Grizzy. Is this even going to go up during Black History Month?
Just to be clear, the two are not correlated. We just happen to have both.
This is how we're celebrating.
The stars have aligned in Africa. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our viewers are going to believe that.
We are blessing the rains.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. We have a token black friend. They're like, yeah, he's just a coincidence that he just happened to show up on February.
Yeah, that's so true. Just a weird, weird surprise here.
Dude, I should have shown up for every podcast in February.
The fans would love that.
There's been like 14 of them, and you're just there for everyone.
Yeah, just disappear out of nowhere.
Your mic's like turned all the way up, so we're just like way louder than us. And your big old giant schlong is hanging out of your shorts.
Okay, yep.
Oh, we're taking it away. Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, am I right?
Yeah, baby. So, Grizzy, why are you here?
I just wanted to talk about, McNasty, what's up with the 4 a.m. drunk calls? What is up with that?
This is actually an intervention.
I was not expecting
that. Me and Grizzy have come with an argument. We were here to have an intervention.
Like, four times a year, and I just so happen to want to talk to my goon friends. Hey, shit.
Dude, I got a question for your cousin. Was he fat shaming me? He was trying to shove a pizza through the phone. He was like, Grizzy, look at this. He was like, you want some? You want to eat it? I'm like, Grizzy, is that plastic?
Grizzy licking his phone.
Was he fat shaming me?
I don't remember that at all.
Damn it, those black olives. Oh.
Grizzy moaning, just licking his bones.
Like, is that what he was expecting me to do? I'm like, damn.
This phone tastes so good. Were you thinking about it?
No, I was.
I don't believe it.
Were you sweating?
I'm pretty sure it was Little Caesars too, so I wouldn't really.
Wow.
Wait, can we all agree? Can we all mutually agree? Little Caesars is ass.
McDonald's of pizza.
No. I would rather eat a frozen microwave Celeste pizza than eat Little Caesars.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but
I don't.
It's like those 50-cent like microwave pizzas you get at the grocery store. Oh. They come in like a plastic bag instead of an actual box.
Or whatever they're called.
Wait, hold on. Pizza comes in a bag?
What?
It's like a plastic wrapper
like
instead of like an actual like, box.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Bagel bites.
It just comes in a Ziploc bag.
Ew, it's just like mushed it down inside.
That's
ugh.
What I mean.
I'm not eating any pizza that comes in a plastic bag.
No, absolutely
exactly.
Not.
If Little Caesars could serve their pizza in plastic bags, they would. They just know that they can't get away with that.
I mean, honestly, the people that eat there just, I don't think they know what's going on.
Yeah.
True.
So, McNasty, right. can I talk about my experience?
Sure.
Bro, you are way too comfortable with your sister, buddy.
Correct.
And that's coming from this guy.
Hello? Gucci belt on. That's coming from Mr. Gucci belt.
Yeah, the source, dog.
This is coming from the sister fucker. Bro,
yeah, what?
You
we can't just skip past that.
McNasty's like drunk calls me at 4 a.m. First of all, I'm pissed that he's fucking calling me at 4 in the morning because I was dead asleep.
Why did you even answer
that? Yeah, why didn't you do what I did? Same. I saw my phone going off.
You didn't answer. You called me back. You didn't answer first and then you called me back.
Well, I felt bad. I was worried
about our friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I wasn't. I saw my phone going off. I saw this McNasty FaceTiming me. I just flipped my phone over so the screen was on my bed and I couldn't see it and went back to sleep. There's not enough money in the world to make me pick that up.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this has to be like an emergency or something.
Why would I call somebody that lives across the country for an emergency?
Hold on, let me get a flight in 6 days. I'll be there soon.
Anytime a friend calls me like at that hour of the morning, I'm like some
yeah, it has
fuck
to be
shit
something
has
important.
Happened.
Yeah.
But instead, what happens, Soup?
What happens is McNasty is with his whole family drunk, and he's like, this is my sister. She'll take your fucking big coom load. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Dude, you're
literally just like, yeah,
plus.
Dude, she'll suck your cock. She'll fucking swallow your cum, dude. This is my sister, bro. She'd just suck you dry, buddy. Let me tell you. I can't talk enough about my sister sucking cock. And
I'm
just sitting
experience?
There.
I have zero recollection of saying that.
It was such an uncomfortable amount
weird.
Of times. It was funny the first time because, okay, maybe he's just joking with his sister. But you said it so many fucking times that it was just so uncomfortable.
really good. It's
not
well, I know my sister's right a whore, so.
Okay. That's just not very nice.
Oh my god.
That's... Why do you know that? Like, does she text you every time she gets dicked down? Like, why do you know she's a whore?
Wait, what?
Well, I just like, no, I just know that she's like a little bit promiscuous.
Bruh.
Okay.
Do you feel this awkwardness?
Yeah, no, I feel the I'm uncomfortable. Don't worry.
And you know your dad has a foot fetish. Y'all are weird family.
What's going on over there, man?
Okay, that side of my family, like I said, they're more of like friends than family. We're just more comfortable talking about like shit like
that. So you and dad talk about toes,
I'm here to clear
huh?
people from the South's name. People from the South don't do this shit, bro. This isn't some fucking Westerner Californian shit. We don't do this just, from the South.
This is just McNasty family shit.
Yeah, this is just the McNasty family.
Why do you guys think I'm so fucking weird?
Bro, who the fuck makes sense? Their friend, their sister's gonna take their gloopy coom.
You said the other way around. Usually,
that's an exact quote.
Gloopy coom.
I'm naming my firstborn.
That sounds
Gloopy
like
coom.
A town in SpongeBob. Gloopy coom.
The makers of Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that sounds like one of the coom. Seven dwarves. Gloopy.
That's what he said to me, bro. I was so awkward, man.
That entire call was awkward for me because I was just about to fall asleep and I picked up. Same thing here. I'm like, oh, it has to be an emergency. What is it? Like, I had my light off and everything. I turned the light. I'm like, what happened?
I feel stupid.
All I hear when I pick up is Grizzy.
You should have just hung up immediately.
I should have.
You should have.
His fucking sister steals his phone and runs to the living room and just starts like puckering her lips and posing on FaceTime. I'm like, what is happening?
I feel like nasty sister would have a
luckily that didn't happen. For me,
it was so
okay. The thing is, so I called Soup. I'm the one that FaceTimed Soup.
Yeah,
but she wanted to FaceTime you.
Oh, she's into chocolate.
Ooh. Chocolate. You were telling the wrong person, then,
that
buddy.
Shit, it was the entire call. It wasn't even like it was McNasty's phone number, but the entire thing consisted of his cousin forcing pizza through the phone for me to eat it. And his sister, like, subtly flirting with me. Like, it's so fucking weird.
You should have just whipped out your dick at that point.
Yeah.
Alpha move, Grizzy.
Should have had a three-way call. Grizzy,
I say that is fucking weird. It was something that McNasty said. Like, I don't know what I said to like get this response.
Something McNasty said literally was weird. What are the odds?
No, I said something, and then he was like, "So you fuck the you fuck puss, right? You fuck puss, eat the head." Well, I'm like, what? I think I said bye like maybe four or five times. Like, I was like, okay, I'm leaving, bye. And like, you guys kept talking and just kept having conversation. I'm like, oh my god,
you should have just
entire thing made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you just gotta go to a bus stop next time, put your phone on the bus, let it drive to Vegas or something, and just leave it there. Let him chat with nothing for a couple hours.
Don't pick up McNasty phone calls at 4 a.m.
The fact that you guys even picked that up blows my mind. I this is gonna be fuck shit. It is 6 a.m. Yeah. This motherfucker's hammered, I guarantee it. Like,
the missed calls and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
I was very close to not answering, and then I was like, oh, I'll feel bad if it's actually something serious and he like needed
one
my
day
help.
You're just gonna be in a fucking car accident or some shit, and then
his mangled corpse is gonna be hanging out of his car. He's gonna FaceTime us and be like, my sister, she'll still take your gloopy coon. Still,
my last dying breath.
Wait, is your sister gonna be uncomfortable with us talking about this stuff?
Probably not, no.
Well, I asked. Okay. That's why I asked you, because I knew you knew what the fuck I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not
nobody knows who my fucking sister is anyway.
It's not like anyone knows who she is, so it's all good. It could just... Yeah.
Apparently, they're all very open with this kind of thing anyway.
Yeah. She probably wouldn't give a fuck anyway.
If I'm
going
to say it in front of her face, I'm not saying it to 100,000
people. She's probably come on the podcast and say it right to your face at this point, Soup, so...
So uncomfortable.
I want to leave the goons.
The amount of times we've all said it. Oh, really?
That's why you didn't join her.
Yep, that's exactly. The thing that stops
you. That's exactly why
you have it. We know the lore.
The fucking Grizzy lore, bro. The Grizzy cannon.
Grizzy cannon.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen that? Did you guys see that Twitter that I put in the group chat where it's that like a goon swear that jar?
Twitter. Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
That's actually kind of cool. I didn't realize how little amount dude cusses.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
it's like six times a podcast.
Fuck, shit, ass, bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, titty, fuck, titty, shit,
ass, dick, dick, ass, ass, dick, shitty, bitch, ass, motherfucker.
You're trying to get all these numbers down.
Shit, bitch, fuck, cock, motherfucker, tits.
The swear jar money is the only money we're gonna get from this podcast now. This one is not getting ads.
You guys are paying yourself to do this.
I
shit.
Gotta get my numbers.
I will be impressed if they can actually count down what you guys just did.
They'll do it. They're dedicated.
We got some dedicated ass fans. This one's for the
ass
fans.
Soup, what is it that you said in that fucking the Mo Boys rap thing?
What?
Which one? Sucking fucking
oh,
on my monkey balls.
Sucking fucking on my fucking monkey balls.
Yeah. Why did that low key go hard though?
Yeah, that track, that whole track goes
Chrissy,
hard.
You like my rap?
I did.
Oh my god! Let's
racism's
go,
over.
Boys.
Racism is over, ladies and gentlemen. We did it.
The honky got some bars, bro. I'll tell you what,
honky bars, bro.
Did you like mine?
Patenting that. I'm gonna make a snack like called honky bars.
Honky bars. Just compressed dip. Yeah,
just fucking peanuts. Caramelized dip. Laying around me, moms.
Did you say nuts laying around me, moms?
Just old pecans I find laying around me, moms.
Yeah, just like in her couch.
Ew. Couch nuts. Nuts.
Couch nuts.
Couch nuts.
Introducing couch nuts.
It's funny that you said that like not as like a joke or an accent. You just like accidentally said nuts. Couch nuts.
You Canadian fuck.
You remember what I was going to say? I'm just thinking about couch nuts.
What the fuck would a couch nut be?
I don't know.
Have you guys ever seen Truck Nuts?
Yes. Of course. What is that?
I know Soup has seen it.
What is that?
But it's like nuts that you attach to like the bottom of your truck.
The back,
and
the back
like
of your truck, big old nuts.
Oh, my friend's
down.
Grandma had that on her truck. I know what you're talking about.
Can you imagine rear-ending somebody with truck nuts? There's just
you
a
just
big
have a
nut
sack imprinted.
Well, the car's total. Nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, the insurance company said they ain't going to fix my nut implant on the fender there. So,
yeah, you didn't get nut insurance.
I didn't think I'd need that.
I bet the planters guy has nut insurance.
Topic.
On to a new topic.
I just wanted to let that fester for a little bit.
I didn't. I wanted to forget about it forever. Yeah.
Kind of like your dad did.
What does that mean? All right, I got a topic.
Oh god.
All right.
Man. What? Yeah.
All right.
We are the best podcasters in the world. We're on the best.
What would you guys do if you were the last person on Earth?
Kill myself.
That
would be the reason.
That is a boring answer. It's the right
What's
answer,
the
but it's a boring
point of
answer.
Living?
Bitch, I'm not Will Smith. I can't survive.
Who's gonna deliver my Uber Eats if I'm last person alive? I'm killing myself.
You mean I gotta make the 14,000 chicken wings a year I eat? No way, bro.
You know, I'm feeling a little bit a little hidden. Just
no, it's Black History Month. Don't worry, it's Black History Month.
Yeah, I felt that innuendo. He was suggesting something to Grizzy there.
What do you mean?
I wonder how many chicken wings I eat a year.
Probably close to that, I'd reckon, but...
Dude, that's an underestimate.
Low year.
You know why Grizzy's fucking pissed? Yeah, that's a low estimate, bro.
Yeah, you would underestimate me.
Put
like
some
that.
Respect on my name, dude. I eat way more.
How many is that a
Put some respect
cool?
on my plate.
You know what'd be really cool is like if at the end of your life, there was like something you can look at that tells you the stats of like everything in your life.
That would be sick. Like,
bro, that is
fucking crazy enough.
What stats are you talking about?
Like how many times you jizzed, how many times you shat, how many times, you know, you
Who's to say that there isn't? You guys don't know.
God, release the patch notes. Make it happen.
You guys don't know. Maybe when you die, it's just like fucking Fortnite. You're on the battle bus to heaven.
If you die, it's Fortnite.
Please don't ever say that again.
I feel like parents tell Gen Z that now.
Yeah,
like,
you're
that's
like
something
a,
they tell them to comfort them.
Yeah, you're like a hip priest. That is just not.
Jesus will take you on the battle bus if you're a good child.
Now imagine we're all default skins living in the world of John Wicks.
Okay.
I'm just
going to
stop right there.
For 14,000 chicken wings a year, that's like 38 a day. So, Grizzy, you think you can do that?
No.
What the fuck? I could do that.
It's not really 38 a day. It's not 38 a day. It's more like 600 a weekend. Can you? Yeah. Does that work?
I'm down for that.
I still don't do that. No.
If I'm drunk enough, bro, I reckon I could do that.
It's so weird because I don't think I've ever sat down and ate nothing but wings until I was stuffed. So
dude,
I don't know like,
I
my
have.
Max
Holy
wing amount.
Shit. It was from Domino's, but like, yeah, they weren't the best wings, but I sat there and I ate 40 fucking wings.
Oh, well, there you go.
To myself. Holy. Oh,
that doesn't really seem like it'd be enough to fill you up, though.
I don't trust wings from pizza places.
I mean, they're cheap. And I wasn't making much money back then.
That was 2017, Grizzy. I remember that day because you were like.
So you've upgraded to what? What's your premium wing place now?
I don't know. It's just like some local pizza. It's still a pizza spot here, but it's like a local pizza spot.
No, those are always better than like chains.
Yeah, it's like, bro, oh my God. The way they fry that shit, it's just so crunchy.
Grizzy, you're on wings right now, bro.
Dude, I hate when wings are
I'm
like.
I'm thinking about
like
it. I'm over here supposed to be on a diet. I got groceries. I got chicken breast. I'm like, I'm going to throw this shit in the air fryer later. Oh my God. But now my mouth is salivating.
Dude, you are getting horny. I am uncomfortable. Yeah, bro.
Grizzly lifting up the desk over there with his
Grizzly, you need to get a Traeger, dude.
I need to get a what?
Traeger.
The fuck
what
is a Traeger?
It's your grill.
That sounds something like you shouldn't be saying during this month, particularly.
What am I, Traeger?
It's a grill, you fucking beta males. Go grill something. Get charcoal in your blood.
I microwave everything.
It's like a smoker.
I want that.
It's like a home smoker, and it's super fucking easy to use.
Yeah, Hitler had one.
Okay. Maybe we don't need to point that out.
Yeah.
He didn't this fucking Please keep the racism out of this podcast.
Oh, my God. Fuck up.
No, but a Traeger is, it's like a grill, but there's like a thing on the side, and you put wood pellets in it. And it just smokes whatever's in the thing. Ooh. And you can easily change the temperature. You can actually connect it to your phone and like, it'll like, you set
a timer.
Why do
you sound like you're fucking reading a Raid Shadow Legends ad?
Did we get
these things are really fucking cool.
You can actually connect it to your phone.
He's way too stoked about that. I agree. I
just
don't know what's going on there. Thanks,
well, I'm trying to like push the point that it's like a futuristic piece of, it's not just a grill.
I do
want to
learn how like fucking, just grill in the backyard if I get one.
Hold on. No, there's two different conversations going on right now.
We're all having a separate conversation on a podcast.
So fucking funny. What's layered? This podcast has layers. You never know. You might
like
miss something.
Like an onion, donkey.
Like a donkey onion.
Can we fucking move on from the Shrek?
Okay, Traeger ad placement.
Fuck you. Yeah. Is your ad over? I'm trying to talk about fart stank over here.
Hey, I can make fucking chicken and brisket and burgers and stuff now.
Chicken and brisket and burgers.
You're a fucking vegan.
Not anymore. I'm anti-vegan.
Oh, yeah, you gotta tell the people. I'm no longer vegan.
Come out. Can we get a round of applause?
No,
I need
more.
A W in the comment section for this.
I'm going back in the closet.
What?
Tell me the last meat particle I ever ate grew my brain cell. I needed to realize that I'm a fucking dumbass and need to start eating meat again.
All right.
Racist.
Yeah, that was a bit rude.
Well,
nobody's
rude.
Soup was also the only one.
No, what?
What?
Yeah, it is. Fuck it.
I said right. Being vegan's rude. I'm just
joking. I know. I heard it. I'm just... What? All right. Never mind.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What were we going to say, Matt? Soup's the only
one. The only one that answered the topic, but I assume everyone just didn't like the topic. I thought, hey, maybe that'd be a fun
one. What
did
you have in mind, Clark? What would you do?
Honestly, I'd just travel everywhere. I'd just go everywhere. Just
how,
fucking
how,
cool.
Though?
Drive. I mean, you could learn how to use a fucking boat, steal any boat you want, any car you want, Drive around, go
okay,
live in,
but like that, that's
go
live not,
in Frank Ocean's house.
That's not realistic, Blark. That's not realistic. If you're the last person on Earth, something fucked has happened for that
yeah.
to be like.
Well,
there
okay,
are zombies
well,
walking
this,
around. There's a cyborg.
Let's theoretically just say every single person shot themselves in the head at the same time except for you.
Yeah, if it's a universe where everybody kind of just like vanished, there wasn't like some apocalyptic event. Yeah,
dude,
there's a lot of
FOMO.
Shit you could do.
Yeah, I'd have fun
Ooh,
for like
so
a week
is,
before, you know, nay-naying off a bridge, but...
Yeah.
My question is, who's going to teach you how to drive a boat?
Yourself.
I don't already I mean, know Google's how to still going to... I mean, that's
it. Fuck?
Runs
on
its own.
What do you mean teach you how to drive a boat? It doesn't take, like, rocket science. It's a fucking boat.
You know, see, if you're trying to fly a rocket, then...
Yeah. Now, if, yeah. If you're trying to go to the moon by yourself, that's a different story.
Can you learn that on YouTube, how to fly a rocket?
No, but maybe Live Leak, I don't know. All right.
Just go read Elon Musk fucking patch notes.
Does Elon Musk release patch notes?
Fly me to the moon?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't release them.
Also, McNasty, bad joke.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah?
What the fuck did you just say?
Okay, well, you know what? My topic was shit. Somebody else pick one. Fuck you, Nelson.
How tall is everybody in scrambled eggs?
What? What the fuck?
That's a comment I got in my Twitch chat one night. I was just curious.
What?
How tall is everyone in scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
Probably several hundred, if I were to guess.
I don't know. Yeah. A good amount.
Saying, if you scrambled eggs and you stacked them up, how tall is you?
How tall is you?
Am I... What happened? Did I hot paint?
Soup. Did you guys see the group chat?
Yeah, he just left and shit.
He left.
He did this last time
shit without saying anything.
I don't know why I always get a shit during the podcast now.
I don't know. This has happened.
Old man.
This has happened multiple times now where he's just gone to go shit and he doesn't
say. He keeps
say
it in all week just for this day.
Yeah, Wednesdays. Actually, it's not even Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
I like how he doesn't. I like how he doesn't say, "Hold on, I gotta go shit." He just leaves and then types it in the Twitter chat.
Maybe he panics, like his diaper starts to get warm, so he just gotta run.
He was farting a lot, so it was coming.
I hate that you know that.
Oh, we were talking about it.
I know you were. That's why I fucking hate it. Okay, somebody else pick a topic, please.
Pick a topic.
Okay.
I don't know where you pick your topics.
Our comment section.
Well,
it's
we
not
tried to do it in the comment
though.
Section, but most comments just say like egg or something. So
or like meat or.
I wonder whose fault that is.
Well, yeah,
it's not our fault. We attract to these kinds of people. Actually,
well,
that's exactly.
What's the
fault.
I got one off top of the dome. Off top of the damn dome right
hospital?
Now, I got one off the top of the damn dome now, right here, y'all.
What did
what's the worst medical problem you've ever had?
I shattered my hand, but I also almost died. Unrelated to the shattered hand, I had an allergic reaction, and nobody knew what it was to. So they just kept me at the hospital for a while and waited to see
did
if I
really were like a kid or something.
Was? No, I was like, no, I never did. So if I just die one day, boys, then you know
that's probably that would scare the hell out of me if I almost
yeah,
died from something and never knew what it was.
I was just like, well, whatever. It's there. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had it since, so clearly it's not. It's something like relatively obscure. Like it's not, you know, a water bottle. It's something that is not common for me to touch or be around. But yeah, no, we don't know what it was. I just was like, I got hives like crazy, out of nowhere. So I thought like maybe I don't know. It's just like a weird. Like skin reaction to
like
something,
an allergy?
Yeah, or like yeah. The deodorant or something I was using didn't work, or whatever the fuck, I don't know. But it just got like progressively worse, and then like my throat closed up, and yeah, it was just
damn.
Yeah, that wasn't fun, but that was probably the worst.
Like, I've never been like severely injured. I think the most I've ever, or the most I've ever had to worry about, other than like a fucking. Sprained elbow.
Welcome back, turd boy.
Hey, welcome
How was
back,
your poo, man.
Dude, turd. I don't know what it is, but like, it seems like the past like three or four podcasts, the bowel movement hits.
It makes no sense.
Right at like the 20-30 minute mark, it's like boom, shit time, baby.
As soon as McNasty says that opening sentence, you just have to shit.
It's like my body is like regretting being here.
It's rejecting.
Speaking of poop, I think like the worst thing I've experienced is probably like severe constipation.
Ooh, I've had that too.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Really? Is that actually
it's
that
so
bad?
Painful.
It hurts it's bad.
Basically what it felt like is like I was like I had it for like 3 months.
God.
Yeah. So I was shitting like maybe
gained
once.
Like 20 pounds. Just
dude,
in, like,
I was shitting like once a week or like once every 2 weeks. It was bad. And it got to the point where like I would take a breath in and like in my rib cage, it felt like somebody was just stabbing me. No, like, it was, it's like, it's a terrible fucking pain.
Like you got like a lead brick, like in your intestines. Yep. Yeah.
It fucking but hurts.
I feel like I'm incapable of being constipated. I am just a shit machine.
Oh, we've noticed.
I was born to shit.
Born to shit, forced
to wipe, baby.
Yeah, but barely. Maybe two or three times.
Yeah, I usually just move
only
around
twice.
Day.
Yeah, he has like ghost
shits. Yeah,
it
was like two to three times. Yeah, my shits are always
dry.
Like not sticky. Like they don't leave a lot of residue behind.
Grizzy, when you poop like a dog. When you did finally like shit, did like a ton come out at once, or how did it?
Dude,
how did you get freed of that?
Basically, this is gonna be very, very disgusting. But like,
we stand. We're here for it.
I got prescribed.
Spare
like,
no
this,
details.
I got a powder that I had to get this powder mixed that I had to drink like twice a day. They basically gave me the Hershey squirts for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. The Hershey squirts.
Hershey squirts, baby.
Ew.
I've had them a few times.
Dude, one of my
every
buddies,
time I ate Taco Bell.
One of my good friends in high school he was constipated for so long that he got bowel spasms and the pain made him pass out in the middle of high school. He just passed out. And apparently, as they were wheeling him out of the school,
his bowels
gave up. And
God.
Six pounds of turd.
Ew.
I changed my Steam name to Hershey Squirts. Thank you, Crazy.
So nasty.
That sounds like a black porn star.
I would watch.
God. Yeah, I was constipated for
soup.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, go ahead, dude.
Hold on, we gotta continue the caca conversation, okay?
I've been there. I was constipated for a week straight. I went to New York once with my family a long time ago, and I didn't poop the entire time I was there. It was a whole 7 days. I don't know why. I tried the whole vacation to poop, but nothing would come out.
Write a song about it.
You know that meme of that dude sitting in class trying to hold back the cough? That was me on the toilet the whole week, dude.
the vein popping out of his forehead.
Yeah. Caught a blood vessel in his eyeball trying to shit in New York.
There's a guy that had a stroke trying to shit on a toilet once, and he died. I was afraid that was going to happen to me.
Isn't that how Elvis died? Yeah, didn't he, like, a drug overdose while he was shitting or something?
Yep, he died on the commode.
Wow, what a way to go
out. What?
The commode.
The porcelain throne?
I've never heard of a commode. That sounds like a type
Me
of lizard.
Neither.
Well, anyway. So before, when you took a fat dump... we're still talking about caca. Go ahead!
It all came out in an Olive Garden bathroom. That's all I was going to say. It all came out at once.
That's the best ending to that.
If you would have said any other bathroom, it wouldn't have been as good.
Well, that's where we went. We came back home, and I was in Olive Garden. All
the
of a sudden, I was like,
"Different,
dude! Yeah, you had to make room for all them breadsticks. That's what it was. Your body's like, fuck this. I'm making room.
Literally, fuck this shit. I'm out. Yes."
All right. So
triggered his
vibe. Well, there you go, kids. If you're ever constipated, go to fucking Olive Garden.
Unlimited breadsticks, unlimited shits.
Just annihilate Olive Garden's toilet.
All right.
Good advice,
McNasty,
from the
you may now change the subject.
All right, soup. While you were taking a poop,
mm-hmm.
The topic at hand was what was the worst medical problem you ever had?
I had cancer.
I don't believe that.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I don't hear guitar.
Yeah, I don't
hear an acoustic electric guitar.
What?
Do.
No, that's not me. I was asking about that earlier, too. Somebody's strumming a guitar.
That ain't me.
That ain't me.
It's soup. It's been
I'm
soup.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's always soup.
I'm fiddling with my tutor. I don't know, dude. I have to think on it for a sec. I can't think of anything off, like, immediately. I've never had anything really fucked with me, so.
That's surprising, considering you're probably, like, the most outdoorsy out of us. Like, I feel like that's when shit would happen, but.
Like, it doesn't have to be a disease or something. You could be, like, bit by a snake or.
An injury.
Or like, perhaps a spider 2 weeks ago.
I got bit by a spider. Didn't I talk about that?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I don't think you talked about it on the podcast yet, did you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. I got bit by a spider not so long ago. It was great. Fun time.
Yeah,
we played CS:GO that day.
Yeah, that was the most southern excuse for being late to a recording I've ever seen. He just messaged a chat like, "I'm gonna be late. I got bit by a spider.
My tractor broke down middle of the highway."
No, I didn't even see the spider. I don't even know where, like, when I got bit. Where at? I didn't ever see the spider. I just see like the marks. But yeah, dude, it bit me on my right bicep, and it looked like I had been jerking off for like 2 weeks straight. I looked ripped.
Was that big?
Yeah, it was a big bulbous boy.
Damn.
Big
bulbous boy. And I went to like a urgent care or whatever, like one of those quickie in and out doctor places. But
what? Yeah, that's
quickie
what they
in
are.
And out doctor
the ones
places.
In the back of a laundromat.
The one where the guy doesn't have his license. Yeah. No, you know what
and
I'm talking about, though?
$15 for a visit?
Yeah, like the quick little pop-in, whatever, checkup kind of mean.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
okay. I go in there.
You end up with a prostate exam that you didn't come
in
for.
The way you describe that is just so fucked.
I know.
The quick checkup kind of meme. That's a doctor's office. They had to go to school for years for that.
Anyway, I go in there, and I'm waiting for 2 fucking hours, dude. Two hours. And... dude, it was like slam packed, and I was worried because, you know, COVID, the virus.
Why didn't you go to an emergency room at a hospital?
Because, like, I wasn't in, like, super danger, you know? It was just a spider bite. I was like...
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't feel weird. I just, like, my arm itched, and I was like, this is a spider bite. I should just take care of it. I'm not like, oh, God, I'm dying. Please, insulin, meth, heroin.
Insulin.
Like, dude, I'm just...
That's what you beg for when you're about to die.
I want to go out high as fuck.
Please, meth, heroin,
last meal on death row. Just
it was just weird. It was sketch, dude. 2 hours. There were like a ton of people coming in. Like, I got the COVID vaccine a week ago, and now my arm is bubbling up red with blisters. Like, so many people coming in and saying that. I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
I didn't
some
waiting.
Fucking dumb bitch was like, luckily, I was in the back room and wasn't in the actual waiting room when this was said, but, like, apparently, like, some girl came in and was like, yeah, my boyfriend has COVID, but I couldn't go without seeing him for 2 weeks, and now I'm showing symptoms.
Why would you come? Why the fuck would you come into an urgent prompt care, whatever you want to call it? Why the fuck would you come in with all those people, like the children and women? Why would you come into a public place?
It ain't
symptoms,
real. Bernie Sanders made it.
People
you
are
dumb
so
fucking
dumb.
Bitch. Well, if you're showing symptoms, dude, like go to like a drive-through testing or something.
Yeah.
Or why just like go sit in bed and drink tea and not go anywhere.
Well, I mean, if you think you have it and you want to get tested, don't come into a fucking public building, you dumb motherfucker.
That's why they do this shit outside. You could drive up in your car.
Right.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Damn.
There's a possibility that I could have COVID right now.
Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. What were you licking lampposts? What were you up to?
When I drank the other day, we went to a bar, and when we showed up to the bar,
fucking idiot.
The thing is, I was already drunk by the time I went, so I didn't really think about it. But we showed up at the bar, and we had our mask on. Everybody was wearing masks in the line, and you had to pay to get in. It was like a cover charge. It was like a really, really like I guess it was high end, like a nice bar. You had to fucking pay to go in. So we had our masks in the line, and when we got inside the bar, nobody was wearing their mask. And my sister was like, take your mask off. I'm like, why? She's like, look around. Nobody's wearing a mask. I'm like, oh, okay. I just took my mask off.
Oh, my God.
It's been like 2 hours there. Hammered, talking to random strangers. Yeah, I didn't even, when it was going on, I didn't even like, not once did I even think about it until the next day when I was sober.
McNasty is not a role model, chat.
I am not a role model. Do not do what I did. That was actually very fucked
because like, that's not even an option here. Like we
it's
can't.
More fucked for the establishment to allow that. Like I didn't even like.
Yeah, like well,
yeah. How can you be
a
business and just
go into restaurants okay at all?
It's like, mandatory here in this state. I don't know what you all doing out there in California, but you have to wear a mask to go in any business.
That's the first place I ever seen like a public place that was just okay with you not wearing a mask. Yeah, I've never been to grocery stores, any kind of other store that was okay with
well,
you.
Well, anywhere
even
around
liquor stores,
here
they still
that you
want
go
you
in, like you have to wear a mask going in, and then you have to like. You're like distance from everyone if you go into like a restaurant and they have
like the floor stickers that say right. Like 6 feet apart and shit. Yeah.
I feel like people don't.
No, this bar was just
do that.
Packed. I don't know. It was wild.
Yeah, I'd be so uncomfortable. I feel like if I was hammered, I'd be even more like aware of that and be like, nah,
sketched
this is
out.
Yeah, because I don't get calm when I'm drunk. I like panic.
Oh, I do.
Like I get really? Like anxious when I'm like too drunk.
That's me when I'm high. When I'm drunk, dude, I'm like, fuck it, let's eat dirt and fuck a snail.
I'm like, when
I drink, I get super social. Like, I was
really
stopping, like, random
session.
People being like, hey, I fucking really like that jacket, dude. And they're like, what the fuck, your jacket's great, man, thank you. Like, I'm like a really social person when I drink. But when I get high, yeah, fucking anxious as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, bars have always been boo-boo AIDS for me. I've, like, barely had any good like random stranger bar experiences.
What, dude?
I don't know. The last time I like was at a bar, to be fair, like it was more like a club. Like this was the last time I was at one and I was just like, I'm done with these for a very long time. It was when Rinks Vanoss did a show in Toronto and he took us all to like this club after. And there's this dude there that was like with the group that we came with. So I was like, oh, cool. Like, just, you know, get to know, like, his mutual friends and stuff. And he had a pretty nice chain on. So I was just like, oh, I'm just going to, like, ask him about it. Because obviously I like jewelry. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to ask him about it. And I was like, what's up, man? Just, like, started talking to him. And he's just, like, didn't even remotely look towards me. And then just pulled out his phone and, like, held it to the side of his face, like, where I was talking. And just, like, pretended to answer a phone call. I was like, all right, man. Whatever.
Friend rejected.
Yeah, like whatever, dude.
I don't think I've ever been friend rejected.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? The fucking club scene is just boo-boo AIDS. Like, I feel like
what's the difference between a club and a bar?
You know, is like with way too much music going on, and like it's just like there's not really like tables. Like we had a table, but you have to like pay for them. And then they just do like bottle service and shit rather than just like you going up to a bar. Like I don't mind actual bars, but. Clubs are just a fucking hellhole. You just get your dick grabbed by random people. It's just fucking awful.
I was gonna ask you, what if you found out later? I was gonna say, like, what if you found out later that guy was deaf, but then I was gonna say it would be even more weird that he answered
the phone.
Answered then.
The phone.
Yeah. Yeah, he just got rejected by a deaf guy.
Like I wasn't trying to fuck his ass. I was trying to just ask him about his chain and strike up conversation considering we were hanging out the same friend group.
I've seen the way you dress. You kind of give off a little bit of ass fucking vibe.
That's
you're very well, like, you're very,
you're
what was
metrosexual.
Metrosexual. Metrosexual,
I don't know what that means.
You look gay, but
you dress nice so you look gay is what they're saying.
Exactly. See, Soup gets it.
You dress nice, you look good, you're gay.
Yeah, because no straight man can dress nice.
Exactly. Men's warehouse.
Haircut going.
Men's warehouse. You're
going to
like how gay you look.
You fuck ass.
You look like a fucking...
What was that?
That was my sensor beep. I was saving the podcast from extermination.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those now, too.
Thank you for Morse code
transmission from the gay community.
He probably just said the N-word.
What are they trying to say?
Ass fuck. Fuck my asshole.
You're supposed to censor the bad words.
Yeah.
The other ones, nobody cares about the other words. We only care about ass fuck and ass fuck hole. Fuck asshole.
Okay.
On to the next topic.
Why do you say it like a superhero entering a building every time?
Like, I was like Captain Awkward Silence just walking on to the next topic of conversation.
Awkward silence. It's like 0.5 seconds where nobody's laughing and he gets fucking panicked. Like normal conversation can have a little bit of downtime. Like it's not.
Yeah. That was like a verbal typo. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Conversation.
My hand slipped on the keyboard.
good times.
Wiener.
Thank you, dude.
I hate it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime.
He hasn't been on Omegle in 45 minutes. He's got a visualized wiener now.
Wiener withdrawals.
He's like looking outside his window and he's sitting in a cloud and it looks like a dick.
Wiener cloud.
Topic.
Yeah, next topic.
I don't know. Somebody, we don't have a next topic. Somebody find one.
Topic.
What's your favorite YouTube
you
channel?
Prepare it. My favorite what? Oh, say that again.
Your favorite YouTube channel. Mine is the Do.
Here's
the Do clips. And the Do solos.
And the none of those are the Do
channels. Oh my god. How do you feel about those channels on the podcast?
No, well, how do you feel about them? Tell them violently how you feel.
Okay, I'm gonna verbally threaten them right now. Your family's in danger. I'm kidding. In-game. No. Okay,
there are multiple men stationed around here.
There are not. No, so it would be fine if they actually were like, shut the fuck up. So, like what Simpapi Rick does is fine because he makes like a compilation of stuff. But the channels that we're talking about, there's like five or six of them, but there's like two that are super popular. They're just called the Do Covers or the Do Music, and all they do is they just
repost your shit.
They just take little clips of me playing like whatever Through the Fire and the Flames, just the music portion, not like the conversation, so that I guess people can listen to it on repeat. And they're just reposting it. There's like no editing done. And some of them actually impersonate me and try to like be just like me and like pretend like they're me. And so one channel,
I saw a few of them that were like making polls and they were you. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. That shit was kind of weird.
I commented on that guy's poll who said, he said something like, Happy Valentine's Day, even though I'll be a virgin forever. Lol, yeah, that's funny as shit. And true.
That is
I told him stop. I told him to stop impersonating people. And so since then, he took all that shit down. But anyway.
That's good.
The guy, a couple of these channels are like actually taking donations for their, air quotes here, work.
Oh, yeah, not good.
So I'm having them nuked. So that's going to take care of that.
That's the American way.
There's a difference between fucking making a compilation and giving someone credit and like making sure people know that you are not the creator of the content versus, hey, this is me, even though it's stolen, and taking money on top of it. What the fuck?
Yeah, he takes donations, pretends to be me, and I think he made a backup channel too.
Oh,
so,
well, you have to take that down too.
I think it's going to be an ongoing problem. Plus, the biggest issue here is too is that like these videos have like millions of views, so people can just go to their channel instead of mine and watch that content instead of mine. So they're like effectively taking views from me too.
Yeah.
So the whole thing's pretty jacked up.
I don't know. People like impersonating is fucking. It's just so weird, man. Like, just what Simpapi Rick does, like, stuff like that, like what you said, is, like, completely fine. I don't think any of us have an issue with...
He actively promotes. He literally puts in front of videos, like, this is not me, this is them, and blah, blah, blah. Go follow their channels.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. The whole, impersonating thing is... AIDS. Yeah, exactly.
If they wanted to do a compilation of, here's my favorite songs the dudes played, and it's, like, a 15-minute compilation, I don't care. I don't even think I have the grounds to take something like that down anyway. But this I could definitely have taken down. So,
oh yeah.
Hey guys, it's the Do here. Made a compilation of the music that I've played in my other channels.
Hell no.
Wait, what? You're gonna make a compilation of them, of their videos?
You should just make your own channel of that.
Well, like, I thought about that.
I told you not too long ago. I was like, dude, just download their videos. Like, what are they gonna do?
They're
doing all the work for
give
you.
Give one of them $50 to run a channel.
The only problem with that is they'll get copyright claimed, and then I'm just taking unmonetized views away from my own main channel. That's the only problem with that.
Yeah, actually.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you just can't win.
Nah.
All right. Was there an actual topic? I don't remember.
I don't know.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Not a lot, really.
I'd probably do
I don't like Klondike bars.
Maybe go to the store and buy one.
Yeah.
Spend money that I worked for on one, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe fart and doo-doo and poo-poo and stinky.
I don't know if I'd consider those, but...
That's a little...
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, like 45 minutes this year, 46...
How can we stretch this down? Talk about Klondike bars for 10 minutes. Let's see.
Grizzy, where are you at, token black man?
I'm right here.
Say something, motherfucker.
Waiting for the topic. The fuck? You guys are saying nonsense.
Wait, I wonder if... I just actually thought about something when you said that. I wonder if the black kid on South Park is named Token for that reason.
You're an idiot.
Token black kid.
Yeah, no shit. Hello?
Wow.
I never put two and two together.
Nasty, dude. You're fucking genius.
Blew my mind.
Like a bunch of stone kids just sitting on the couch.
I've actually never seen the entirety of South Park.
I've never seen it, really.
I've seen like two episodes.
From season one to the very end.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, I've seen like two episodes.
I wouldn't expect anybody to see that. Yeah. It's like, there's like 700 fucking episodes.
Yeah, fuck,
so,
fuck
I've
that.
I've seen 700 episodes of Naruto.
Of course you have, you damn weed. Yeah,
because you keep watching the same seasons over and over. Wait, isn't Naruto's a long... Naruto's
no,
like
it's
a long
seven,
anime, isn't
no,
it?
It's not the same seasons over and over again. It's 700 episodes. That is an entire show.
So much, dude.
You know
I want to watch
it. You know what
it,
I just
but,
started watching?
Man.
I just started watching Stranger Things yesterday.
Yeah, how's that?
It's fucking... I watched the first four episodes and I wanted to watch the entire fucking... All the seasons.
That's how I am with Mandalorian right now. I started that. I'm like,
oh,
God.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm
super
not
good.
Enough of a South Park or Star Wars fan to like that.
Dude, I wasn't either, but I turned into a bigger Star Wars fan after watching that because that show is super cool.
I've heard that people that aren't Star Wars fan watch that and like it.
It's
so
good.
Maybe someday.
I've only seen like the first season. But there's short seasons. I think there's only like 12 episodes or something like that. There's like two seasons.
I tried watching it and I didn't like it at all. I'm gonna be honest. I found it.
Well, you're Canadian.
Like boring. I don't know. I just like didn't care about any of the characters. Like if Baby Yoda got fucking shot in the face, I would have not even been like, oh no, there goes Baby Yoda. Like I just did not care about any of the characters. I don't know.
I don't know why you saying odd. That just made me think like just think of Baby Yoda getting curb stomped.
Yeah, dude, although the one thing I did like from that show is Baby Yoda getting punched in the fucking head. Yeah, the subtitle.
No spoilers. No, no spoilers, please.
That's not a real yet, spoiler. Dude. He's pitching the
episode 49. The Baby Yoda head punch.
Subtitle for when the baby gets or when Yoda gets punched is
Baby
the
Yoda punt.
No, the baby yelps. It's a cursed subtitle.
The baby shids.
The baby coom. Wait.
No.
About that one, Chief.
So yeah, anyways, what's your favorite, what's your guys' something
meat
else
or
that's
spaghetti.
Not about
oh yeah, you started your favorite YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, that's what it was, favorite YouTube channel.
Oh,
yeah.
I still want to talk about piss or dog food, though, after that.
Shut up.
Oh, I was late. We didn't end up doing the podcast the other day because I was late, mm-hmm. right? Wasn't that one of the reasons?
No, McNasty had a headache and then he didn't show up for the other one.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about why you were late?
Last week was all my fault.
I was going to be late anyway,
I believe.
We were supposed to do it on Wednesday. Yeah, you were late, and we're like, okay, we'll do it at like 6, and then we ended up watching the Nintendo thing.
Direct,
for,
yeah.
Yeah, for like an hour and a half, and then it was like 9 p.m., and then McNasty's like, woohoo, I'm awake. But, yeah. And then the next day...
Yeah, my sleeping schedule is really fucked up last
week. And then the next day, he said my noggin hurts, so he couldn't do a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I like... This is the first time I've ever woken up with a headache. Usually I go to bed when I have a headache and I wake up and it's gone, but...
That, I'm jealous. I wake up with a headache every day. I think I'm dying.
What?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You're doing something wrong, my guy.
Well, I've started to see, like, a sleep clinic and stuff like that to figure it out. But yeah, like, every single day I wake up, my eyes are, like, bloodshot, and I have a severe headache for, like,
oh my
the first
God.
Hour of my day.
Do you have, like... severely high blood pressure or something?
No,
like,
the only thing, like, happened. We don't know what it is, because, like, The thing, I have all the symptoms of somebody with like sleep apnea, like severe sleep apnea, but I don't have sleep apnea. Like sleep apnea is when you don't get enough oxygen when you sleep, so your body doesn't like.
It's like when you hold your breath, like when you're sleeping. Yeah,
yeah, like people just don't breathe when they're sleep. When they're asleep, when they sleep. But yeah, yeah, I breathe just fine, so we have no idea what it is. But I'm getting it sorted. That's my goal for the next like 2 months.
Do you? Are you? What kind of sleeper are you? Like a back sleeper?
I've tried every position you can think of to sleep in.
And like missionary doggy style.
Yeah, yeah. I tried falling asleep rusty doggy trombone. Style. That one sucked.
A rusty trombone. Just ass up in the air, face just planted in the fucking pillow.
That's how Two-Mad slept on his sleep stream.
Dude, if I walked in and I saw somebody like just Two-Mad, I would just put it in. I would just put it into the base.
You, boom, slide you that would fucker just in. There's a word for that.
There's a word for that, McNary.
I'm sure Two-Mad would be
there's
okay
also
with it.
A long prison sentence for that.
For being gay?
Well,
oh my!
I mean, in a perfect world,
like, I'm just kidding.
30 years ago,
maybe in Russia.
Oh shit!
I'm not saying nothing.
I kid, I dog.
Unless
no, you don't.
I dog. I mean, that's just because you say fucked up things and it's not a joke doesn't mean other people can say fucked up things and it is a joke. Fuck you, buddy.
God, I love being
I want a Spider-Man
privileged.
Flavored dildo.
What does Spider-Man taste
Spider-Man
like?
Spider-Man flavor.
Spider,
blueberry,
probably.
Raspberry.
Probably spider.
Dude, I have been on Reverb the last, like, 40 minutes, and look at this guy's toe. I'm sorry, it's been bothering me.
Like, oh, I hate pictures where their feet are in it, dude.
I know.
It's so dude, weird.
What's wrong with his toe?
Big toe. What?
Maybe explain to the viewers what y'all are talking about.
He's got, like, no blood to his toe. What's wrong with
Yo,
it?
Yo, deadass.
It's like he's only balancing on his big toe, just pushing the shit out of it.
What the fuck?
I've just been looking at shit. This is I've been looking at this last, like, 15
he's got,
minutes.
Like, Raynaud's disease or something.
People post pictures of their guitars online for everyone listening.
Yeah,
and
so Reverb is
they
a
set it on the floor, and yeah. You can see their feet in the picture.
And they're always barefoot and hairy.
Barefoot.
I don't think I've ever seen a shoe on Reverb, but I've seen several feet.
And it's always like a 60-year-old man, and it's just like, oh.
It's weird that he's wearing pants, too. It's like, why are you wearing pants with no socks on?
It's like that picture that was going
taking
around
pictures
on Twitter.
Of your $3,000 guitar.
Have you seen the picture where it was like some guy was selling a pair of shoes, and you can see his fucking cock hanging out
in the picture?
No.
I love it. I feel like I talked about this already on the podcast. The dude that messaged HP support and was like, my laptop screen won't turn on. And they're like, can you show us a picture? And he took a picture of the black laptop screen, and you could just see his cock in the reflection.
We so should do a video.
Funny.
We should do a fucking
well,
video
on,
where we
go.
Hold on a
this?
Second.
No. Hold on. We should do a fucking
video. Cocks out. Selling shoes.
We should do a video where we go on Reverb and find feet pics and like and rate feet pics.
Just in
like finding the best yeah. feet on Reverb from the guitar listings.
I'm so down.
Yeah, that's a booming market on YouTube. So let's do that.
That's an easy 30 views.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for trying to be creative, you fucking
you
funny moment. Cutter, cookie cutter
cookie
YouTube
cutter.
Channel fucks. Yeah, fuck all you. Especially you, do. I was, that was, you know what? Fuck you. Go post your feet on Reverb, Omegle cuck.
Dude.
I'm pissed
you've
off.
Been, you've been holding that in you, for a bit. That was not
do you
caused
wanna,
by this.
Do you want to talk about something?
Ligma.
What is Ligma?
What's Ligma?
Thank you, Patrick Starr.
Is Ligma an instrument?
I wish Patrick was a square.
Why?
That's SpongeBob's job.
He would just look funny being a square.
I wish SpongeBob was
funny
a star.
Being a square.
Sponge Star.
Star pants.
Sponge Star Pentagon pants.
Sponge Star Star
Sponge
pants.
Pentagram. Satan pants.
Satan man. This is so shit.
Deep fry.
I feel like I'm trying to get a video to 10 minutes. I feel like I'm just like I'm trying to grab a bunch of random clips that aren't funny just to drag it on.
That's my whole career.
We should
career.
Just not say anything for like 5 more minutes. Just
you know what? Let's just put a black screen.
20 minute video.
Yeah, what do you mean? Come on, bro. We just put like 9 minerals here. And just that'll get us to an hour.
What have you guys been doing outside of making videos? Like, what is y'all's daily routines been like?
Moving.
Okay. How's that been going?
Off.
It's been going. Got a lot more shit than I thought I had, which I guess is a common theme when moving. Found a bunch of my old stuff. Going through all my old high school
shit. Oh yeah, I saw
your
pictures on Twitter.
Yeah,
I found Mario Kart Double Dash. How much you want for that?
Dude, I found Double Dash. I found the Zelda like collector's edition GameCube disc that has like Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time.
Majora.
What was the one after that that nobody liked with like Toon Link? I don't remember what that
that's
was.
That's where Dude comes in.
Yeah,
Windbreaker?
Windbreaker,
and he's not
Wind
Waker.
Wind Waker. in the two OG
I am
games.
Link, I can command the thoughts.
And then I also found Melee. So
maybe
that
no
was...
one liked Windbreaker. That was such a good game.
Wind Waker. It's Wind Waker.
I don't know, regardless of what game. It was. I didn't play yourself. It. But, and then I found a Monster Tour Water that Austin Carlisle gave
Fame
me.
Is good.
I have Monster 16. Tour Water as well.
Yeah.
Was it from Warped Tour?
Just water
they
in
really
a can.
Yeah, it was in HD.
It was from Warped Tour. I was literally dying of thirst, and I saw some really lanky guy walking by, and he had a bunch of them, and I said, give me one of those. And he said, okay.
Give me dams.
And then I left, and one of my friends, because, 16-year-olds, fangirl, and she's like, that was Austin Carlisle. Okay. And that was that. But I still had the can for some reason.
I know who that is.
He was in Of Mice and Men, I think. Of Mice and Men. He was the
vocalist. The singer of Mice and Men.
Singer.
It was weird to say. Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really know what to do with that. That's
when you're cold.
That's been going.
I always thought that was weird, dude. I had one as well. I was at Warped Tour. And I had some friends that were playing in Warped Tour, and I got to go on like their bus, and they were like, dude, we got this Monster Tour water. And I was like, what the fuck is that? It's literally a monster can.
Yeah.
Exactly like the energy drink, except water.
Identical.
It's drinking canned water. It was so strange.
Yeah, I do remember being like, this is not right. Like, you go to drink
it.
It
feels weird.
And you're like, your tongue is expecting monster, but you get water. It's like... it's like getting a random solid thing in your beverage where it just throws you off because you're not expecting it. It's the same feeling. Yep. But yeah, I didn't know that Tour Water existed. And like the first time I ever saw it was when, I don't remember what band it was, but a guitarist just like dumped one on his head. I was like, that guy just poured a Monster Energy on his head.
What a badass.
This place is fucked. But yeah, and obviously Tour Water, so found that.
Why wouldn't they just buy water?
I don't know, because Monster sponsored.
Like a sponsor of
So that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It was odd. Yeah, nothing else exciting. How about everyone else? Anyone else up to anything remotely interesting?
I've been watching a lot of movies and shows lately. Pretty much all I've been doing.
Yeah, same here, actually.
I mean, I've just been getting back in my health shit and just focusing on content, to be honest.
Yeah, and maintain a good schedule, started working out. Yeah, there you go. Fixing your sleep schedule.
I fixed mine today, too.
I slept like 4 hours last night, but
that's not fixed, you gorilla.
Dude, I knocked at 2 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m.
February. That's okay. Any other month.
There is no racial undertone when I call somebody a gorilla.
Yeah, liar.
You didn't need to.
Literally just working out. Going through a snowstorm.
Did you lose power and internet and everything like everybody else?
Luckily enough, Puffer and I are in a part of Austin that was luckily enough. Like, I think we had like one power outage, but the only problem we really had to deal with was fucking lack of groceries because we just DoorDash every single day for the past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, so just for the entire week, I was surviving off of just, like, rice and my eggs.
Yeah, Puffer was telling me about, like, the lone frozen pizza you guys tried to fucking, tried to ration for, like, 2 days.
Dude, yeah. Oh, I had a frozen pizza in the fucking freezer for, like, 2 months. And I was like, wow, it came in handy.
Yeah, it was like
the first day. I offered Puffer food like two or three times, and every single time he turned it down.
He's making sure the big fella's full, you know?
No, because
he's next. If you run out of food, you're eating him.
I had enough. Like, I was eating, like, I had rice and eggs. I had, like, beef in the freezer and stuff like that. Like, I still had oats. Like, and then this motherfucker really survived off of fucking crackers and Doritos for a whole week.
He was, dude, he just ate nothing but nuts the last, like, week I've been talking.
Yeah, he ate nothing but fucking peanuts, Doritos, and Gatorade. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's a fucking gamer diet, bro.
Dude, he really refused
gamers
to
gamers are
eat
ready for the
else.
Apocalypse. Yeah. We're really out here fucking eating bullshit.
Bro, I'll give it to him. He hiked all the way to the gas station like three times in the middle of the snow for some peanuts.
He told me that he hitchhiked because his car got stuck in a ditch.
He tried driving his car like the first day it snowed, and then it got stuck on the side of the road for the whole week.
He told me he hitchhiked somewhere, and then the store ended up being closed, and he had to, like, hike back in his sneakers.
Yeah, the gas station that he was going to.
That fucking sucks.
Dude, Puffer was basically, like, the lab rat for all the things that I was going to do. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll go to the gas station, because normally, like, a 7-Eleven or some shit, it's, like, 30 minutes away, 30-minute walk. Like, normally they would have, like, frozen foods. And then me and Puffer talked about doing it, and then he went, because I was still asleep. He went, and he was just like, they had fucking nothing. So he came back with his snacks and he was walking through the fucking cold for like an hour. He was like, don't walk. It's slippery as fuck. You'll bust your ass the entire way. I'm like, damn, you learned that the hard way, didn't you?
Is the snow still going on there or is it gone?
Nah, the roads are cleared up. It was fucking like 75 degrees today. Yeah. It's sunny as shit. It's supposed to rain next week. I'm like, bro, Texas is bipolar.
Yeah, that is fucked. That what's fucked up to me is we had a snowstorm right before you guys did, and we had less snow in Canada.
Like, it's not even. It wasn't even that much snow. It's that the state was not prepared for any of it.
Didn't you guys get a foot of snow in some places? That's a lot of fucking snow.
The thing is, dude. Like, don't some states handle it differently? Like, don't they have?
Oh yeah, yeah, no.
Workers clearing up the roads.
Oh yeah,
and
no. Like as it's snowing.
Yeah,
here.
That happened.
Yeah, because you guys don't have anything
you
because you're
not
expecting a foot
snow
of fucking
plows
snow
or anything.
The thing is, I didn't go outside, but like, literally from what I saw the roads and they were cleared up by the cars like mowing them down. So it wasn't even like the roads were clear. It was that there was two lines of tires that people were just like slowly going through.
Yeah, that's not great.
Texas really never seen snow before,
I think,
bro.
Like even with all the electricity and the water, like everything going on, dude. I remember Kayla. I don't know if Matt probably knows her. Tiny Hour on Twitter. Yep. Yeah. Like she told me, like her manager still messaged her and was like, "Yeah, we still expect you to come into work." she had no water, no electricity, no nothing. It's just straight darkness.
Quit my fucking job right there.
Yeah, we still expect you to come bust some tables, you know.
Yeah,
no one's going to eat there.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. Oh well, I mean, at least you didn't die.
Yeah, we survived. Well, yeah, matters. We survived. Maybe. Bro, I would have ate. I would have kept eating bowls of rice. I was chilling. I was eating, I think, rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I mean, with how you reacted to snow in Boston, I expect you to be ready for this. You walked around with a frozen beverage in a long sleeve while it was 28 degrees out.
Yeah. I didn't care about the fucking
like
I don't care how cold it was.
50 mile an hour gusts and crazy just vibing.
Cold weather can suck a dick.
It can suck
the first couple of days.
Part of my asshole.
Ew, you dirty fuck, wipe your ass.
You ain't get that bleached.
Then what's the cold gonna suck if I wipe my ass?
Ew.
I thought you said Nicole. And I was I didn't like that.
Yeah, damn, then what's Nicole going to suck?
Yeah, what's she going to suck? Anyway, go on.
But no,
like I didn't care about the cold. Like I still had my AC on 69 while we had electricity.
What the fuck, dude?
On top of it being like 2 degrees outside, and I was walking around in fucking gym shorts and went without a shirt in my fucking bedroom. And then Puffer turns on the heat. I'm like, damn, it's hot in this bitch. She's like, yeah, I got the heat on. I'm like, why?
You're a different worst kind of person.
I really am a bear.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah,
dude, me and you are the same way. Like. My room is always 65. Like my room has its own like AC. And it's just
I wish I had that, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm just I love cold. I don't like extreme cold, but I don't like heat.
I can't sleep without like a fan on.
Me too.
Yeah,
I have a fan on too.
Wait, do you do it for the noise or for the temperature?
Both.
Healthy mix.
You have tinnitus.
Yeah, me too. Both.
Okay.
Do you not know what that is? Yeah, it's ringing in your ears.
No.
I only have five. Is that like something people do?
Yeah, I don't
know. When you have ringing in your ears, if you just sleep with a fan, it's what I do, then you can't hear it. Like, I can only hear the ringing in my ears when it's like completely quiet.
You would fucking...
You have tinnitus?
Dude, you would hate having to sleep with earplugs in.
Tinnitus. Oh, yeah. Earplugs in? No, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's not like so loud that I can hear it right now or anything, but it's just when it's dead quiet.
It's just when you're chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Apparently, that's like one of the top three like most debilitating things as rated by humans, up there with like constant pain, constant nausea, and ringing in the ears. There's people who actually like kill themselves over ringing in the ears because it's like really bad for people.
Can I have your guitar?
Dude, what is that random like ringing in the ear?
It's hearing damage.
Yeah,
it's the little hairs in your ears being damaged. So
yeah, isn't that when they're like
they're called like curly
cochlea or some shit?
No, that's the weird looking snail part of your ear.
I forget what the hairs are called.
I know nothing about
ears. Called like Sicilia.
I'm pretty sure that's just Sicily in like Italian.
No, that's in that. No, what are they fucking called?
I'll look it up.
Sicily.
Cilia? I don't know. Is cilia gel?
Nose
I don't know.
Hairs. Ear hairs.
Ear
hair.
Hair.
Ear.
Ear hole hair stuff.
I typed in hair and eye. Oh, fuck me. No, don't look that up.
Dude, do not look that up. I saw a donkey with a hairy eyeball on Google, and I didn't like it. I hated it.
I saw a donkey.
Donkey!
I can't find anything on Google for what they're called.
Maybe they don't exist.
Maybe I don't exist.
Boom!
Dead.
Wow, we should end the podcast on that.
All right. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Sure. The goons don't exist.
We're fake.
This whole hour has just been
listen
a figment
once
of your imagination.
And destroyed.
You will now wake
you've
up.
You've been warned. The do impersonating channels, you've been warned.
COVID does not exist.
Your family is still in danger.
Trump is still on TV.
COVID does not
TV
exist
host.
In game.
At the sound of the pulse roll ad, you will wake up.
Popeyes doesn't have a chicken sandwich.
Whoa.
Hey, come on, man.
Subscribe to the
Black History Month.
Positive.
Download on Spotify. Like,
when the fuck
comment.
Is Popeyes going to sponsor me?
I don't know.
If you download this podcast on Spotify, it'll help Grizzy get a Popeye sponsor.
Okay, bye.
Indirectly.
Just a huge surge of downloads. Boom.
Goodbye.
All the way to the top.
Boom. I'm leaving.
Thank you for listening.